Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome. I've got a very interesting show and a different show lined up for you today. They're not going to all be the same. I hope you don't expect that. I don't. And it's an interesting topic. I'm already smiling and kind of chuckling to myself because this is something a lot of people don't know. Did you know you could get individualized advice about your 401k or other employer-based retirement plan with the money still at your employer? So you're putting money away each paycheck and you're saving for your retirement, or maybe you've been saving for a long time and you go, golly, I've got this nice big 401k account. I'm not sure if I'm getting the right choices or not. I'm not sure if I'm making the right allocation. Maybe the advisor that's associated with your plan at work is, you know, he put the plan in, or, you know, maybe friends with the owner, but maybe they don't do a lot. Maybe you don't feel like you're getting individualized attention. Maybe that group meeting's not enough. Well, guess what? You can get individualized guidance on your 401k or similar plan. And to talk more about that with me is Rick Lager. He is founder and president of Lager and Company, a registered investment advisory firm in Golden Valley, Minnesota. And we are very happy to have him on the program. Rick, welcome, welcome. Glad to talk to you.
David, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you and your audience today.
Well, I started to say golden value because it is a nice value and golden opportunity to talk to you, but it's Golden Valley. And I really appreciate your being on. Rick has been doing this for a long time. The website is lagerco.com. So LAGERCO.com. And Rick has also written the book, Forget the Pie, Recipe for a Healthier 401k. And a recent article in Insurance News Net magazine, 15 minutes could save your client's retirement plan. So we've got about 8 hours of material to cram into 25 minutes, Rick.
Well, it's more of a problem than that, David. I've been doing this for almost 16 years.
Oh, boy.
So,
all right.
That's a lot of material.
Well, listen, I'll try to make my questions intelligent and brief and to the point. So I kind of set it up for the listeners that a lot of people don't know. In fact, there's a vast range of just non-information out there that people don't realize, and they're shocked when I tell them, and I'm sure you've had a lot of shocked people over the years, that they can get individualized advice. So help my listeners understand how that works, and then we'll talk about, in light of where things are, why that's so important. So functionally, or how does this get accomplished? How can somebody say, well, okay, I want somebody to guide me? How does that happen?
Well, like a lot of things in the investment advisory business, David, it all starts with compliance. And the compliance regulations for me to advise an individual company retirement plan participant are no different than if I have a regular account with that individual or that household. So if I have a stock market account with Joe and his wife Mary, my compliance regulations are no different than if I advise Joe on his 401k and or I advise Mary on her 401k plan. It's a discretionary advisory relationship. I'm an independent registered investment advisor licensed by the state of Minnesota, if Joe and Mary are Minnesota residents. And I do not, as you said earlier, do not custody any assets. The assets stay within the company retirement plan menu.
Right, right.
I analyze that menu, you know, the 10, the 12, the 25 mutual funds or whatever the case may be. And I provide Joe and Mary an analysis of their menu and then another analysis of their current holdings on that company retirement plan menu. And in the majority of cases, there's a disconnect. If Joe owns four or five mutual funds on that menu, three or four of them are not the best to own. He owns maybe one of the top two or three. And that mismanagement, if you will, has caused Joe to lag in investment performance versus what the market's provided him, the stock and bond market has provided him, in the last 4.5 to 5 years. And that disconnect, David, has cost Joe some money. And what I like to talk about it with the people I sit down with is the cost of the problem. How much does it cost you to be misallocated among your company retirement plan menu options.
It's significant.
And many times, David, on a retirement plan value of between $250,000, maybe $300,000 for an individual, it's upwards of $75,000 to $100,000 of missed investment gains by not having someone like myself, an advisor, an independent third-party advisor, as you said earlier, not associated with the company retirement plan sponsor.
Right.
Not associated with the company retirement plan provider, analyze the menu and provide third-party independent advice. The costs are significant to the individual company retirement plan participant.
You know, what's interesting, Rick, to me is that, you know, and I know you've watched this for many, many years and seen the evolution of retirement plan options and how employers have made those available. Once upon a time, it was the it was the regulators that had to force employers and the plan sponsors and the providers of these products or investment vehicles inside, like 401ks, inside the employment arrangement to make sure there were enough choices to give the participant the ability to have some impact on the amount of risk they were taking and not just have it be one choice, you know, make sure there's enough choices. But there's been the pendulum have swung way far the other way to the point where, quite frankly, there's overkill in some situation where some companies will make the entire menu of choices available to the plan participant where they might have 200 choices to pick from.
Yes.
And the participant looks at that, scratches their head and says, I have no idea.
No.
And a group meeting or an online enrollment, you know, in many cases just doesn't cut it.
That's right. For years and years, Dave, you know, I've been doing this I'm in my 31st year now, my 16th year of providing investment advice to individual company retirement plan participants. And in the old days when I started this, it used to be all about education.
Right.
We've got to educate the participant to allow him or her to make better investment management decisions. Well, guess what? Most people spend more time picking out a cell phone provider than they spend on their 401k plan. And it just doesn't work. People are too darn busy today, husband, wife. They both work. They got kids. They got college.
Yep.
They got stuff. They got too much stuff going on.
You're right.
So now, as you said, the pendulum has swung the other way. Let's drown them in choices.
Right.
Let's make an online company retirement plan research available to them at the company retirement plan website.
Right.
And that's about as independent as having, you know, the fox watch the hen house. That's not independent advice at all.
Well,
it's not, the deck is not stacked, David, for individual company retirement plan participant investment success over the longer term.
Yeah, and I think that the participant, you know, there's a lot of, you know, well, okay, I'll just make do with what's there. And in a lot of things, you know, I always encourage people to be very self-determining. And it's, you know, people need to be paying attention and not miss out on those opportunities. But they don't know where to turn. And that's why I love what you're doing. And this is something I wrote about recently in a column talking about that this service is available. And that because if a plan participant, Rick, isn't getting the kind of advice they need from that employer-based plan and the advisor that's associated with putting that plan in place, then they should not settle. That is my message. They should not settle for that kind of arrangement. Either ask the employer to consider some other options. Maybe they should look at another advisor or seek your own advice.
That's a great concept, David. Many investment advisors that do what you do are too busy out trying to capture the assets of the entire company 401k plan. That's where their marketing is spent. That's where their expertise is developed. And that's how they want to grow their business. There are not many investment advisors that are willing to take on the fiduciary risk involved of advising individual participants.
You're right about that.
There's a huge disconnect there.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I still run into this really every day, and I'm sure you do too, Rick, that most people don't even know what a fiduciary is. And it's not that complicated. It's putting the client's interest ahead of your own, and I usually do it with hand signals. You're here, I'm the next level down, and then these fund choices or whatever products we might use, they are at the bottom, and that's the way we do it. But this is available, and it is it's a much needed resource because there's just this huge, and you know what else too, not just busy, Rick, you mentioned about just the sheer demands and people being busy, but it's also, people don't know how to choose.
No. You know, you and I don't change the oil in our own cars.
No.
Or at least I don't. I don't clean my own teeth every 6 months. You can't give yourself an eye examination at home in your garage. I mean,
No.
We live in an age of
specialization.
Mm-hmm.
You're right on.
You need to use the technology that's available to you as an individual investor to get specialized advice that's suitable for you and your household and how you want to manage the risk in your 401k.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, Rick, and you may disagree, and that's okay, but I'm there's all the buzz today in the financial circles and investment community is the rise of the robo-advisor. And I hear all that, and I go, okay, well, you know, that's kind of already been done. That's what's out there for 401ks and these employer plans that you punch in, you answer a few questions, and the quote-unquote robot comes back and tells you online how to allocate your 401k.
Right.
Just pick allocation A, and it's all set.
That's right, yep. But allocation A is based on factors and data that's not relevant to most individual investors.
There you go.
That's only the first problem. The second problem, David, is we're 5.5 years into the third largest stock market advance in history. And like everything else in our lives, we investors have very short memories of 2008, 2009. My concern for my investment advice clients for 401ks is that they have a risk management game plan in place. And when the stock market change or interest rates begin to rise, and that's the other thing that I think of when you say robo-advisor.
Right.
They will never get that from the robo-advisor.
Well, what they'll never get, Rick, and this is really, again, we watch science fiction movies about this, about artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
All that's out there, and okay, great, and I do like my science fiction, but I got to tell you, you know, when I sit down with somebody and talk with them individually, and I take that fiduciary relationship capacity, I am hearing a whole bunch more than a robot can hear.
Okay.
Yes. I'm seeing and I'm hearing and I mean all of that, which of course some of that's experience, but some of it's just that in-person conversation and also looking at the entire person because there may be something going on that isn't one of 15 questions that the robot online survey will ask you to place you in a predetermined allocation. There may be something going on with the family or a situation that causes me as an advisor, a human advisor, to provide different advice.
Yes. There's so many things that can happen over the course of an investment lifetime. David, you know, I've got a lot of clients that have young kids that are out there 23, 24 years old, just getting out of school, starting their first 401k, you know, living with a couple of their college roommates, renting an apartment, saving money for a house, starting the investment process with the company retirement plan. That is much different than a 68-year-old lawyer, partner of a law firm that's got just under $2 million in his company retirement plan that wants to retire in a couple years. That's an apple and an orange as far as risk in your 401k.
Well, come on, Rick. The robot says that, you know, we both get allocation A. I don't understand.
Yeah, it does. But that's not good enough for my clients, and I'm sure it isn't good enough for yours.
No, sir, it's not. I'm glad you agree because the advice has to be individualized, or it's not advice. It is a rule of thumb, or it's what you see on television. Experts say blah 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 blah, and it's some passing comment. That's just general commentary. It's not, advice has to be individualized to be advice at all.
Exactly.
Rick.
Yep.
Rick Lager, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, founder and president of Lager & Company, and we are super excited to have him on the program. We're going to talk some more after the break. Lager & Company, and the website is lagerco.com. And quick break, we'll be right back.
Here's a newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. Some invest in their education by getting advanced degrees and professional certifications. Some don't. Some advisors get multiple licenses and offer a wide range of solutions. Some don't. Some advisors choose to be independent. Some don't. Some advisors disclose how they are paid and the fees they charge. Some don't. Please don't settle for a don't. Let me introduce you to independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, a certified financial planner, a personal financial specialist, and a chartered financial consultant. With 23 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good spirited conversation with Rhett Lager on the line with me. Glad to have him with us. And he's talking about individualized investment advice for your 401k and retirement plans at work, 403Bs, 457s, you know, TSAs, whatever you got. These are all things that you can get individualized advice on and not feel like you are making a decision about one, you know, aside from people's houses, Rick, as you know, their retirement plan accounts can be their next or even bigger than their 401k, but it's definitely in the top two or three of their assets that they accumulate over their lifetime, and why not get advice about it?
Well, I talk to my clients and prospects, David, about the same thing. I mean, you insure your house, you insure your car, you even insure your favorite set of golf clubs or your wife's diamond ring.
Right.
Okay. Why not seek out a insurance process or a insurance provider for, you know, catastrophe in your 401k? And the older you get, that should be higher on your list.
Absolutely. You get within, and that's the thing that a lot of times people get tripped up on, Rick, and I'm glad you brought that up, is people get within a couple years of retirement, and that time period, that's, boy, that's crunch time. If it's 2006 and we are 2 years away from retirement, and we don't do anything, and we've keep our, you know, pedal to the metal and cruise control on, doing 100 miles an hour down the investment highway, and we go to make our exit, and it's 2008, and the market drops 38%, we got a problem.
You never get that money back, David, because you never fund it at the same level you were funding it in previous years.
Amen.
There's no company match, and you're not deducting.
And you're not going to wait to retire.
$15,000 a year.
Yeah, and a lot of people are not going to say, okay, well, wait a minute, I guess I'll... Well, some people had to do this, as you know, but it is not the place to be to say, okay, well, it's 2008, my 401k went from being a 401k to a 201k, and I'm going to wait, I guess, another 5 years for it to come back. I don't know. But wait a minute, I already told them I was leaving. Wait a minute, I have got plans. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, I've been training my replacement for 6 months.
Exactly. So it's that crunch period. I guess if people don't hear us otherwise, Rick, if they are in that crunch time of that 2 or 3 year, 4 or 5 year period, I would say 5 years if I had my druthers, but that 4 or 5 year period before they're ready to retire, if they're going to retire at 66 and they're 61, heed this message, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to get some advice about that plan. Just don't let it ride, quote unquote, up until the day you retire and say, well, I guess I'll do something with it now.
Several of my existing 401k advice relationships, David, have started with one person in a household, one working spouse. And as that spouse gets closer to retirement, the relationship with me bleeds over to the next spouse.
Sure.
The other spouse, because they see the wisdom in protecting what you have as rule number one in investing, and making logical choices for growth based on the amount of risk you want to take is number two choice. And they see that bleeding over into the others, how they manage their retirement plan account,
sure.
And the other spouse wants to get some of the same information for their 401k.
Absolutely. Well, here's the obvious question, Rick, and you know what's coming, because people listening to us, we're both passionate about this and we believe in it. The next logical question, people say, okay, well, there's a cost.
Right.
And you mentioned that as kind of insuring your portfolio or assuring or insuring with an E, but the cost, they're thinking in their heads, okay, well, I got to pay for this. So,
right.
You know, this can be paid for, either they can be billed for it and pay for it out of pocket, or it can be deducted directly from their account?
Yes. Deducted directly from their accounts at the company retirement plan provider, David, is a little bit of a more of a...
That's tricky, isn't it? Yeah.
Because most company retirement plan providers don't want investment advisors anywhere near these assets.
Mm-hmm.
Because they tend to make better decisions on behalf of the participants they represent.
Right.
And that those improved investment management decisions are not in the best interest of their company retirement plan sponsor or provider. They sometimes include staying in the money market for a while.
Right.
They sometimes include buying, you know, the least popular options on the retirement plan menu. They want people to stay in the ones that have the higher margins, higher annual
fees. Of course.
Fees.
If you go into a bunch of ETFs, that's not good for the plan sponsor.
It's a little bit of a rogue operation. Yes.
Understood.
Let me give you the sales answer David, the salesman's answer first, and then I'll give you the mechanical, actual, real-world answer.
Fair enough.
The salesman's answer for the cost is that if you insure your car every year, like state laws require, are you going to call back, you know, Progressive or Geico or whatever and get your $400 or $500 back if you don't have an accident? The answer is no. You spent $400, $500 to save who knows how many tens of thousands.
You protected something of value.
Right. You're protecting what's of high value to you. That's the salesman's answer to that question. The practical answer and the answer I use for my prospects and clients is getting back to the what I call the cost of the problem with the gap between what that individual has chosen to own on the 401k menu versus what's available to him or her on that 401k menu that's been a better investment. As I said earlier, an example of a $250,000, $300,000 account during this last stock market cycle, I sat down with a client last week, a spouse that had a $325,000 401k plan. She had not taken advantage of $85,000 of stock market gains in the last 4.5 years by being invested in 3 of the worst funds on her retirement plan menu.
Mm.
So all things being the same, if I would have been in her life and her investment advisory relationship 4.5 years ago, she'd have another $85,000 doing the same thing she's done over the last few years, which is not really pay much attention to her 401k.
Well, that's really the heart of it, isn't it?
Could have been on her side of the table, right?
Right.
I would have charged her, David, a 1% annual fee over that time period. So $350,000, or what did I use? Yeah, that's what I used, right? $350,000 times 1%, that's an annual fee of about $3,500. Okay? Times 4, that is an annual 4-year cost of about $14,000.
Okay.
That's really rough numbers, but I think it's good enough for an example.
Sure.
So I would look at the prospect and I'd say, you know, Mary, here's the reality of the situation. If we would have had this conversation 4 years ago, I would have had $14,000 in revenue from your account over the last 4 years. You would have had buying a holding, doing the same thing, except doing it just a little bit smarter.
Right.
And doing it with independent analysis and with the technology that's available today, you would have had another $85,000. Now, I'm a little bit old-fashioned, been doing this for 31 years, but I call that a win-win situation.
Absolutely, David. Absolutely. And we both know, Rick, the prior performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
No.
But that your example is a great demonstration.
Yes.
Of, you know, and it goes the other way, too. I've seen people that are just sitting in cash because they don't know what to do and they missed out completely.
Yes.
Or here's the other thing. They're all loaded up on bonds because mm-hmm. they're worried about the market going south. And they're like, okay, I guess I'm safe. And then we see interest rates go up. So there's a lot of potential missed opportunities.
That's right. Or they've been mapped over. There's been 2 or 3 changes in their 401k menu, David, over the last 4 or 5 years. And they really don't even know what they own.
Right. That happens
because
a lot.
Because they've been mapped over from fund A to fund B every time their company 401k provider changes.
Mm.
So they don't even recognize the names of the mutual funds they currently own because that's 2 or 3 generations ago in their company retirement plan menu.
You're right on the money, Rick. Rick Lager, ladies and gentlemen, founder and president of Lager & Company. We'll grab another quick break and we'll be right back with Rick.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Then maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. What's a fiduciary? That's a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. Being a fiduciary also means that the advisor should recommend the products and services he believes will best serve his client's needs, not what an insurance or investment company tells him he has to sell. So next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary?" The answer should only be yes or no. If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer is probably no. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Lager on the line with me, and we're talking about getting individualized advice and why it's so important for your 401k or other retirement plan account. And copying, leaning over and copying your friend at work and what they're doing may or may not be the best choice for you, right, Rick?
Or the brother-in-law or sister-in-law
right,
situation.
That's right. That's right. Well, unless you happen to have an investment advisor for a brother and brother-in-law, like my brother has. I'm telling him what to do with his 401k. But no, I think this is a really key area. We've got just a couple minutes here left, Rick, to kind of put a bow around this. What do you say to people who are looking at the market and where it has been and where we have seen it of late? What do you say to them about looking at that and maybe trying to protect some of those gains?
There's two things that I make aware, David, of every prospect I sit down in front of. Number one is that you absolutely, at this stage of the economic and stock and bond market cycles in this country, all three that affect a 401k plan, you have to be aware of the fact that we are long in the tooth in this recent stock market advance. And you don't have any idea what's going to tip this stock or bond market over, but you better be prepared for a plan when it does. The second thing I try to educate people on, David, is asking the simple question of their retirement plan sponsor or retirement plan provider if they have what's called the SDBA. That's the industry term, as you know, for the self-directed brokerage account.
Right.
Option.
Right.
In their company retirement plan.
Right.
That account option allows the individual retirement plan participant to have a much wider choice of lower cost and better performing either mutual funds or exchange traded funds.
Sure.
Within the umbrella of their company retirement plan.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't have access to that because there's a lot of, as you know, Rick, a lot of traditional, long-term, old-school plans that are in place that may be prepackaged array of choices, but You're right on the money, and I think that people it is always good to be reviewing this.
Yes.
Yeah, great stuff, Rick. I really applaud you for what you're doing. I think highly of your initiatives and the message you have for folks out there who really need to have their ducks in a row. Rick Lager, ladies and gentlemen, founder and president of Lager & Company, and the website, LagerCo.com, LagerCo.com. Rick, thanks for being on. We'll have you back.
David, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you and your audience today.
Excellent work. Thank you, sir.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.